I'm joined now by Mark Haybitter, once again, the Managing Director of Supercar Secrets. Hello, Mark.
Hi, how are you, Kylie?
Yeah, good. So it's a lot of car stuff happening, as you would have heard, in relation to the Variety Club of Tasmania and Shannon's having a special display this weekend in Tasmania and Hobart.
Yeah, look, that sounds absolutely fantastic. It's a real shame I'm not there, actually, because it sounds great. And having those, you know, real classic motorcycles like the Brough Superior and whatnot on display, it's going to be absolutely wonderful. It's something I really should attend. Maybe I can get a flight down there on Sunday.
Yeah, there you go. I was quite surprised to hear that the value of those vehicles adds up to over $10 million. That there's actually that many collectible cars or people that can afford to own them. It goes to show Tasmania's, definitely up there in the car collectors.
Oh, absolutely. And bearing in mind that, you know, some of these vehicles would have been bought some time ago. And as you now know from our little chats, they all rise in value. They only go one way. So, they would have risen to the value that they're at now, you know, from a lower base, you know.
And one that you've been looking at, I believe, there's a car that sold. I found this incredible, but then when I looked at a bit more of the reference, this Ford Escort that has sold over the weekend.
Yeah, on the surface of it, you know, it's just a black Ford Escort RS Turbo, and it's fair to say the RS Turbos were a little bit rare anyway, but this one was owned by Lady Diana, so $1.2 million for a black Ford Escort. And there is a little bit more to it. The RS Turbo, well, the Series 1 is a pretty rare car, but even rarer in black. And she had the only black one because all the others were white. And we've got three of them, and they're all white. We couldn't get a black one because there's only one. So
couldn't someone just paint one, or does it have to have come out of the factory and it's an original black?
Yeah, that's the problem, Kylie. With all these cars, with all the cars that we've got and with all the collectible cars in general, all the value is in having it in the original colour that it left the manufacturing plant in. And if you go and change it, it reduces the value considerably by, you know, sometimes 30, 40%. It'll drop straight away if it's a colour change. It's just referred to as a colour change, you know?
Okay, so if you have a Ford Escort and it's not black because there was only one and that was Lady Diana's and you've got a white one, maybe you've got one in your garage, what would someone be looking at for the, you know, just the standard run-of-the-mill model?
Yeah, well, those Escorts didn't come to Australia. They're what's called a Mark III Escort, and they're quite a square-looking Escort, so they're not the traditional Escort that we're used to here. And they have got as high as £45,000-£50,000 for an RS Turbo for some of the early run ones. So that's sort of about $100,000, which is still a long way from $1.2 million, isn't it?
So this is just simply because it was owned by Lady Diana. That's why it's reached that $1.2 million.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and because it's black. Yeah, those two things combined and the low mileage. That's what gives it the value. I mean, anything Lady Diana, as you know, is highly sought after now. And and with the 25th anniversary, I think that's why the gentleman chose to sell it last weekend, because it is the 25th anniversary of the passing. So, yeah.
Well, he'd be pretty, happy, the guy that got it, I suppose, or, you know, the one who decided to. So when you're saying it was sold for $1.2 million, who actually was the owner that was able to sell it, if that's not a confusing question?
Yeah, well, just funnily enough, it's a guy that bought it after it was advertised on a radio show back in the UK many years ago, about 15 years ago.
And what did he pay?
Not very much. I don't know the exact figure, but it would have been, you know, it wouldn't have exceeded $100,000, put it that way.
Well, there's an investment. Gosh, he's seen some decent appreciation on that one.
Now, yeah, 1.1.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I'd be pretty happy. Now, of course, we have the AFL elimination final on tonight, and you're probably wondering what on earth that's got to do with cars. But we have people listening via digital, online, on the ABC Listen app and Channel 25. If you are one of those people right now and you have a car, probably not a new car, a car that's sort of, you know, 20 years old plus, because this is Mark's specialty area, text me now, 0438 92936. If you want to get an idea what it might be worth and, you know, just some details about it. You can also call, of course, if you want to, 1300 222 936. Mark Haybittle, what else have you come across this week that's, you know, starting to, I guess, you know, be on the move and increase in value?
Well, look, this week we've been playing with a whole variety of cars, a lot more Japanese cars. We've got our hands on quite a few of what's known as the FQ series of Mitsubishi Lancer Evolutions, and just to give you some idea, Mitsubishi Lancer Evolutions, the valuable ones are sort of 6, 7, 6, 8, 9, and 10. They're the designation numbers. And the FQ series was the English variant of the Japanese car, and they're highly sought after. And we've got we've managed to acquire an FQ400, which is extremely rare and worth considerable sums of money. But we've also bought a couple of other FQs as well, and these are the absolute epitome of the best Lancer Evolution that you can ever get. So I'm pretty pleased with that. We've also been dealing with some Jaguars, some XK8s, which they're just about to take off here in Australia.
So what was that? I couldn't quite hear what you said there. What was it called?
Jaguar XK8.
Oh, Jaguar. Oh, XK8. Yeah. Okay, yep.
Yeah, they're quite a nice car. They're coming from, again, a very, very low base overseas. They're not worth much overseas, but they're to give you some idea, they're a 4-litre V8 with an electric convertible roof, walnut dash, beautiful leather seats, beautiful car to drive. They don't appeal to everybody. They've sort of got an appearance that, you know, a bit of a Marmite car. Some people love them, some people hate them.
Have they got a sort of a little bit of a bathtub effect?
No, Marmite car, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think of the shape of a Jaguar XK8, but I'm just imagining old Jaguars and trying to think what it looks like. And what does the Mitsubishi FQ400 look like? What style of car is that?
Well, it's a Mitsubishi Lancer. I mean, essentially, with all the Evolution Lancers, they're essentially based just on a Lancer. So they look like a Lancer, but they've got a big rear wing. They've got a much bigger front bumper. They've got side skirts, and they look pretty butch, you know, like they look pretty sexy.
And why do people like them so much?
Oh, they absolutely love them.
Is it like amazing motoring, or do they look cool?
Oh, they look cool, and they're really quick. So these are four-wheel drive turbocharged cars, and you know, an FQ400's running 400 horsepower in a street car. So they reach 100 k's an hour in about 4.1 seconds off the showroom floor. So they're not slow, faster than most Ferraris, and certainly faster than most Porsches.
It doesn't sound like the average person's going to have one of these lurking in the back paddock or the garage. I mean, they're obviously quite a specialty car. Is it likely that anyone in Tasmania could even have one, like that they don't realise?
There's a lot of Lancer Evolutions in Tasmania, loads.
And what are they worth?
Well, they vary. The Evo 6.5 Mäkinen, they're now well over $100,000. But again, 2 years ago, they were worth like 30. So from 30 to 100. And in fact, there's actually a black one on car sales at the moment that was on for 210,000. It's been reduced to 195. But there's a lot of Evo 6s, Evo 5s, and such like all over Tasmania. Because they were essentially a rally car on the road, the same as a Subaru WRX. So back in the day, you had two cars which were seen as the rally car for the road. One was a Subaru WRX, and one was a Mitsubishi Lancer Evolution. And they're both really quick cars, and they're both lots of fun. Four-wheel drive, turbocharged, and well, it brings a smile to your dial, whichever one you're in, you know.
Yeah, I bet. Absolutely. And so if somebody was thinking, oh, I want to be like Mark, I want to be a car collector and make loads of money in a short period of time, you know, what would be some cars that are potentially sitting at a low base value, if that's the right expression, that could be in Tasmania that are commonly found here, that actually might be worth more than people think? If you were, you know, just on the lookout, you know, what could an ABC listener potentially have that would make them money?
Well, look, there's quite a lot of early Datsuns in Tasmania, 1200s, 1600s. And those Datsun 1600s, again, when I was rallying Datsun 1600s, you know, I used to buy them from the wreckers for $500. But now they're about a $50,000 to $60,000 motor car for a Datsun 1600.
Really? So if you had a Datsun 1600 in the garage that your granny gave you when you were, I don't know, back in the day, that could be worth, you know, a lot of money now.
Oh, absolutely. Datsun 1600s, Datsun 1200s to a lesser degree. They're sort of up to about 20 to 30K, depending on condition. Toyota Corollas, Toyota Crowns, all that. There's a lot of those cars sitting in garages in Tasmania. And, you know, we bought a lot of cars from Tasmania ourselves, a lot of Japanese stuff, because, that a lot of it went to Tasmania, and people love their Japanese cars down there. And the Japanese thing is certainly part of the big movement in collectible cars right now. There's a lot of activity in that area.
Okay, anybody, if you've got a Datsun 1200, a 1600, a Toyota Corolla or a Crown, you could be sitting on a bit of money. Now, what year Toyota Corollas and Crowns would people want to be looking out for?
Well, the Corollas, anything from 71 onwards to about 75, 76. The Crowns were 73 to 75. The Datsun 1600s, well, they sort of started in 69 or 68, actually. And went through to 72. So all in the sort of late 60s, early 70s. And, you know, just some great cars that people absolutely love and pay big money for now.
Goodness. Well, let's hope somebody's out there and they can find them. Obviously, next week when we're back on the main radio, not listening via the digital stream or on your Channel 25, you can still join the conversation then, 0438 922 936. Lovely as always to have a chat, Mark, and I'll catch you again next Thursday.
Absolutely. I look forward to it, Collie. You have a wonderful week in between.
Yeah, you too. See you, Mark.